Sports Talk with Greg and Chris here on Sioux Falls Sports Radio, AM 1230 and FM 91 KWSN. I'm Chris Tubbs along with Greg Maddock on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. Former NBA head coach and regular contributor to NBC Sports Radio, Stan Van Gundy. And Stan, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be with you guys.
Well, there are good stories in the NBA, and there are some really odd stories. We've got a couple of teams in the East Coast that are really struggling right now between the Nets and the Knicks. The offseason, the Nets pull that blockbuster. They get Paul Pierce. They get Kevin Garnett. And, you know, bring in Jason Kidd, first-year head coach. Are you surprised that things have gone this badly this quick for Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm surprised they've gone this badly. But anytime you have the injuries that they've had, you're going to struggle. So every starter's been out of the lineup other than Joe Johnson at some point already. Deron Williams, you know, missed 9 games recently. Brooke Lopez has missed time. Paul Pierce has come back very, very quickly, but he's not healthy. But he's trying to make a sacrifice for the team. He just missed 4 games. Jason Terry has been out for 10 games, and Kirilenko's missed 18 games. Those guys were supposed to be their main bench guys. Do that to anybody in the league. Take starters out of the lineup, take their main bench guys away, and they're not going to be very good. What's been surprising there has been the level of dysfunction, you know, and all the controversy and all the distractions. That's what's made it crazy. Otherwise, if they could just be more professional about what's going on, then I think that they'd just be worried about getting people healthy, and they'd still have a shot to make this a pretty successful year.
You mentioned the word dysfunction, and that was the word that I wrote down when I was looking at the Nets and the Knicks. Are either one of these teams in better position to make a playoff run? Is it Brooklyn based on the talent level that they've got there, or is it New York? Because things have gone bad early on for the Knicks as well.
Oh yeah, now look, and when things go badly in New York, it's really tough because your players have to be extremely mentally tough because the criticism that they're going to endure in the media is intense, and that usually gets people sideways. And I think that's what's happened with both teams. Look, with Derrick Rose going down in Chicago, Brooklyn and New York should be the third and fourth best teams in the East. Mm-hmm. It's not a strong conference. I think Brooklyn is the only team other than Miami and Indiana that has enough talent there that if everything's right, they can contend and make a push at maybe winning the East. I thought they would be a threat. It hasn't looked good so far, but there's still a long way to go, 61 games. If they can get everybody healthy, they have a chance. New York will be better than what we've seen so far, but that's just not a good mixture of players. It's not just that they don't have enough talent. It just doesn't fit together. They've got a lot of guys who are very volatile, both emotionally and in terms of their production. Not a lot of consistent, reliable people on that team. They'll be better when Tyson Chandler comes back, but I can't see them pushing Indiana or Miami.
You mentioned Indiana and Miami. The Pacers beat the Heat last night in Indianapolis. Why is Indiana such a tough matchup for Miami? Because that seems to be the one team. We saw the great series last year in the playoffs, Stan. Why does Miami struggle with Indiana?
Well, I think, first of all, Indiana is a great defensive team, so everybody struggles with Indiana because they can really guard. The best defensive team in the league last year, they're right there again this year. They're very, very focused. They lost that Game 7 in Miami last year. Their goal, and they've stated it from the outset, is to get the top seed in the East. So if there's a Game 7 again, it's on their home floor. So I think the combination of their defense and their focus, the emergence of Paul George, but against Miami, the main advantage is Roy Hibbert. They just right now, Miami does not have anyone to match up with him inside. It's why they signed Greg Oden. If they can get Greg Oden healthy and keep him on the floor, he may be able to provide a little bit of an answer to Roy Hibbert. If not, then they're going to have to get their advantages in other places because Roy Hibbert's going to have his way with them.
He's Stan Van Gundy, former NBA head coach, NBC Sports contributor. You can listen to Stan on NBC Sports Radio 24/7, Live Sports Talk Network. You can listen to NBCSportsRadio.com. Download the NBC Sports Radio mobile app today. I'm going to ask you about Steph Curry, 43 points on Monday night. It seems like night in and night out, he's just a kid that stroke just continues to get better and better. Is he the best pure shooter in the NBA today?
Well, there's a lot of them. It's probably either he or his teammate, Klay Thompson, and they go back and forth. Klay Thompson actually shooting a little bit better percentages both from the floor and the three-point line, and he's made just a little bit, he makes about a tenth of a three more a game. Steph Curry a little bit better at the line. But I think what's really exceptional with Steph Curry that sets him apart is his ability to get his own shot off the dribble. Some of the shots he takes, quite honestly, most coaches for 99% of players would say they're bad shots. But for Steph Curry, there's great shots. He's a great player, and he's on a roll even for him right now. Last seven games, he's averaging over 30 points a game, still getting about 9 assists a game, playing as well, if not better, than any point guard in the league.
I know a lot of people up here are just looking at Steph Curry, wondering what he can do in a Timberwolves uniform with that backcourt with Rubio and Steph Curry and throwing a guy like Kevin Love. And before I let you get going, Stan, I want to ask you about Kevin Love. A little bit of angst up here with Timberwolves fans that he could opt out in a couple of years. How concerned should Timberwolves fans be? Because LeBron James has got his free agency coming up this year. But looking a year down the road, Kevin Love could opt out. Should Wolves fans be concerned that he might exercise that and go someplace else?
Well, I certainly think so. Look, I think with all of these guys, the money will be different. And the thinking was that extra year of money available to, the team that has them would keep guys in place. I don't think it's going to work out that way. It didn't with LeBron. It didn't with Dwight Howard. I think guys get to a certain point in their career where they know they're going to make a lot of money wherever they go, but they also know they're going to be judged in large part by how well their teams do, and so they're looking for their best chance to win. I think the key thing with Kevin Love and probably with anybody will be when it gets time for him to make a decision, does he think Minnesota provides him with his best chance to win? They got off to a pretty good start this year. They've lost 7 out of 10. Their defense hasn't been as good. They're still in the top 10 defensively, but 5 of the last 7 opponents have shot over 50%. If they can't win, Kevin Love will probably look to go elsewhere.
He's Stan Van Gundy, former NBA head coach here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Stan, great to talk some NBA with you. Thanks a lot for hopping on the program. Appreciate it. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you after the first of the year again.
Thank you very much.